Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Blair Johnson is a friend of this show's. I think I can say that now, right? Blair, you've been on. This is your fourth time, right?
Yes, absolutely. Thanks for having me back.
Formerly of Wrigleyville, now living in Houston, Texas, and checking in with reports on what it's like down there for some average citizens. So what's your neighborhood going through right now, Blair?
Well, I like your idea of sharing the good news, and I'm always one to find a positive where I can, and there's lots of good news going on here. Still, you know, 30% of Harris County is underwater, but more and more people are out on the roads. More and more businesses are opening. A lot of money coming in from all over, everywhere. I have to give a shout out to the Chicago Bears, the Quentin Dibbs, Jarrell Freeman, Sam Acho, Roy Robertson Harris, and Lamar Houston all did a video for the Red Cross. So thank you, Chicago Bears. I'm still a big fan. Mail is operational. I see more and more people out on the streets. I did a drive around about 2 miles from my house is underwater. So I feel very blessed and lucky. There's lots of people that are out and helping.
Yeah, the Chicago Cubs and Chicago White Sox have donated hundreds of thousands of dollars. Some of these organizations have donated $1 million. The Chicago Tribune Foundation, I'm not sure if we're part of that or not. We did a big radiothon yesterday, and I know the Chicago Tribune donated $100,000 as well.
Yes, we're seeing more and more from cities. And so thank you to Chicago and your listeners. We really, really appreciate every dollar down here.
It'll be interesting to see, you know, this is the second part of the story, and we're not there yet. But then when all those monies are accrued and pledged, how do they actually get there? Are there going to be FEMA trailers for people to live in? Are there going to be, I don't know, new roads and construction? You wonder exactly how that translates down the road.
It always has made me wonder how they designate the funds and where they go. And, you know, I know with the Red Cross, this is what they do. So they find the places and they find the needs. FEMA is here. I know that they will bring more and more supplies in. The organizations that are local, like the Houston Food Bank and the J.J. Watt U Caring, he's pledging everything. Trucks are already on the way. There's the Greater Houston Community Foundation that has been set up immediately to get the money where the needs are.
I'm looking at the forecast for Houston on my phone for the next 10 days. Sunny today, 91. Tomorrow, sunshine, 92. And nary a mention of rain except for maybe next Tuesday with highs in the middle to upper 80s. So you guys are going to get a break. I'll bet it's pretty humid down there right now, huh?
It actually is really nice out, so we'll take it. The humidity will come back, I'm sure, but I think everything got kind of sucked up with the storm and has moved on, so we're enjoying it, some very nice sunny days here. We'll take it, no complaints.
Yeah, no kidding. So you said that 2 miles when you drive out, you'll find whole flooded areas. How easy is it? Could you drive downtown from, you live in the city, but outside downtown, could you drive to downtown right now?
I could drive probably most of the way to downtown. Once you get kind of downtown, some of the areas have actually drained off, but others have not. Again, it's random streets here and there along the way. Looks like there's a good path from where I live on the west side, kind of downtown. But again, 2 miles, one of the major thoroughfares, the Beltway 8, right where I live, a couple exits up, is completely underwater.
Yeah,
so we're having to go, you know, there's no easy way to get around that.
Yeah, we're seeing pictures here still of, you know, people up to their chest wading through neighborhoods and rescues on boats. Is it your observation, though, Blair, that most of that rescue operation, literally pulling people from roofs, is over now?
I would say the majority of it is. I hope to that continues. But they have been going like neighborhood to neighborhood doing searches with megaphones, trying to find out if there's anybody still left in the areas that need evacuating.
Yeah. The president, I guess, is going to be there again today. Mike Pence, the vice president, was there yesterday. Sure looked like Vice President Pence had a nice connection with people.
I think so. I hope so. And I know that there was a pledge by him to donate $1 million as well. So They've also not only done here, and I want to reiterate that this is not just a Houston thing. This is a Texas thing. I mean, we have areas that are, you know, that were hit hard as well. Victoria, Texas, and Port Arthur, Texas. Rockport was where the direct hit was, and I know some people were actually in Louisiana are going to be in need as well.
Did you get a final number on the rainfall?
There's a lot of different trillions of gallons. I think one report I saw was up to 15 trillion gallons of water. We did break the record. I think we smashed the U.S. landfall record with, you know, over 50 inches of rain. So reports are still coming in.
Are kids going back to school down there now?
They are. They actually decided, they were hoping to open this week, but they've decided to actually close until September the 11th. They've decided to give it a whole another week.
Wow.
And they've relaxed. A lot of them have the uniforms where they, you know, need to wear like a red shirt and khaki pants. They've relaxed that because they know that many of the students are going to be, you know, still being in shelters at that point.
Yeah, no kidding. More importantly, what's going to happen to football games down there this weekend then?
Well, that is to be determined. I think that they're still looking at that. Like I said the other day, they canceled the Dallas-Houston game, and everybody's come together. A lot of the NFL players, when they got back, have gone over to the NRG Center, where there's people in the George R. Brown to greet those that are in need. And I think that's going to be a something that needs to be determined soon. I have not actually heard the call on that.
Yeah.
What they're going to do.
I mean, you've got high school games, you've got college games this weekend, and then obviously the NFL, a couple of games as well. So I'm just kind of wondering in football-starved Texas if they're going to make a push to get the games on, you know?
That might. I know that, you know, that would be a morale booster to have everybody, but I think that some of the Texans players and their homes are underwater as well.
Yeah, actually, yeah, it might be difficult to staff the teams or the coaches or the players or the stadiums and all of that sort of thing, too. So maybe.
Right. And it comes down to the safety issue. Can they get people there? Can they get people there safely to work? Can they get the team there? That's what the call is going to be, is the safety factor first and foremost.
One last thing, Blair. What do you hear about insurance? I've been interested in what I've been hearing about that, and that a lot of these people don't have flood insurance. Is that right?
I am frightened by the fact that I've heard like only 9% of Houston has flood insurance. And being in this area, that was a no-brainer for me and my husband. And I think it was actually a requirement for our mortgage. And we renewed our policy, I think, in August. But yeah, any kind of low area down here or coastal area, flood insurance is worth every penny that you pay for it.
If you can get it. I mean, some underwriters don't want to even do that.
Yes, you can get it.
Yeah. Well, listen, Blair, Malnati's gift pack is on its way. As soon as the roads get dry enough for the UPS truck to grit through your neighborhood, we'll make sure that you receive it. But we've done our end, so we'll wait for the mail to deliver the Malnati's Taste of Chicago gift pack.
Thank you. Well, mail was operational. I did get some mail yesterday and a delivery yesterday, so I was happy and checked with the postal lady, and she was very thankful that our post office was actually okay.
Yeah, good to hear. Hey, listen, if there's anything else you want to pass along or anything else we can do for you down the road, you know how to reach us. I'm going to put you on hold. You visit with Elif one more time off the air, but thanks for all you've done for us, and I'm not sure if we'll connect next week, but once again, the line's always open if you want to reach out to us, okay?
Great. Thank you. And enjoy your interview with Jason Isbell. I'm with you. I'm a big fan of his. I've discovered him recently and cannot stop listening to him either. Great
his
stuff.
Music is just so, God, it just touches you, doesn't it?
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Thanks, Blair. Stay well. And that's Blair Johnson. Used to live not too far from where I live now, though I didn't realize that when we found her on the internet. She and her husband posted a video, which was essentially a shout out to their family and friends saying we're okay last weekend. And this week she agreed to just come on with us and be our little reporter in the field. Lo and behold, she's got deep Chicago connections. It's 118, and this is WGN.